Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Brenda Nelson and we're going to be speaking about an aviation youth rally. So Brenda, give us those details. When is it? Where is it? Who's eligible to participate?
Well, Yvonne, this Saturday, the 29th, from 8:30 to 12 out at the Airworks at the Atlantic Airport, we are putting on the youth rally. It's the Young Eagle program. And it's sponsored by the EAA Chapter 135 out of Ankeny, in conjunction with several pilots and just volunteers, if you will, in Atlantic.
Okay. EAA, what does that stand for?
That is the Experimental Aircraft Association, and there's several of the chapters throughout the United States that put these programs on.
Well, you sound pretty excited about it, Brenda, and I know that kids get really excited about this. So if there are youth between 10 and 15 who want to participate, what do they need to do?
We'll probably take applications through Thursday morning, I would say, at the latest. It's getting down to the wire, but we do have some spots available. We had a huge overflow of kids that signed up last year. And so I would say Thursday morning, noon at maybe the latest. If they want to contact me at my cell phone number or an email address I'll give to you at the end of this program, they can either email me or they can call me and I can get the forms to them. There's three forms that they need to fill out before Thursday at noon and get them back to me.
Okay, and what are these forms for? I know you want to know their name, their address, all that kind of good stuff, but with three forms, there must be some special ones.
Yes, there's the first form is basically that. Their age, their name, address, email addresses, their parents' name. Then also there is a waiver form. What we will do is there's six modules that day that the kids will go through. And the sixth module being, if weather allows, which we hope, it Saturday sounds really nice. It's supposed to be nice anyway. The sixth module is a free flight around Atlantic. And it's all donated time, donated planes, donated gas, and pilots just getting these kids a free ride in their plane.
So, of course, that waiver must be signed. And are those forms available online by any chance?
I can email them. I also, if anyone wants to like me on my Facebook page, I have a link, or they can call me and get onto that link also.
Now, you mentioned the sixth module. What are some of the other modules that will be offered?
Module number one is we'll explain the weight and balance of the plane. And number two, they will talk about airplanes and the instruments and what's involved in flying them. Module number three, we will learn about the airport and the traffic patterns at the airport. Module four is the flight planning and the weather. And module five is the aerodynamics, and of course the module six is the actual flight.
Okay. Now they get to learn all these things. They get to perhaps, if the weather cooperates, go on a flight. But you have a couple of other offerings there. I understand they get a t-shirt and some food.
They do. It starts at 8:30, and I would ask that parents have them there hopefully 7:45 to get everybody signed in so we can get everything going by 8:30. So what we do is we split all the kids up into different hangars and the FBO office out there at the airport, and each of the kids has about a 20 to 25 minute segment on each of the modules, and then they rotate counterclockwise through each hangar, and then at the end of the last module, then at approximately 12 to 12:30, after all the flights are done, we get together for a group photo, and each child gets a free t-shirt, and then we have a pizza party.
This is almost, you know, it's all free. It sounds really exciting, Brenda. How does all this happen? I mean, you said this is sponsored by the Experimental Aircraft Association. I guess, why do they do this, and how do they make this happen?
Well, last year, I got on a committee with the Fly Iowa that we were so lucky to have gotten last year in Atlantic, and we had a group with the Ankeny chapter approach me, I guess, if you will, and ask me to help head this up. And so with their help and a lot of volunteers, we pulled it off last year in conjunction with Fly Iowa. We had such an overwhelming response that we decided, and they asked me again if I would do it this year, if the people would donate some funding for it. And I said, absolutely. We had just a great time, and it was an unbelievably nice day. So this year we have, of course, the 4th of July flight breakfast, and we thought it would be nice if these children could come out on this weekend before the flight breakfast, and then also we want to invite them all back with their t-shirts on the morning of the flight breakfast, and you know, show the people that they completed this. And also with Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, any type of the Scouts, Girl Scouts, of course, they do get some type of a merit badge if they complete these modules and this course. So and then also there's opportunity for scholarships down the road for them. There's just so much, there's such a wealth of information out there that I, as a kid from that age group, you know, had no idea. It probably wasn't even available. Okay. So
right, yeah. So now the title of the group is Experimental Aircraft. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, those of you in the aviation community have heard of Oshkosh, and Oshkosh every year puts on a huge air show, and it is put on by the EAA, and what it is experimental aircraft builders and people that just love building airplanes and aviation and avionics, everything about it. So it's world renowned, I guess you would say. So I myself got into it about a couple years ago and had the opportunity to get my private pilot's license just last year. And had I got to been offered this when I was a kid, I may be in a different field today, because I just absolutely love it and wish I had more time and, of course, financial backing to do it. So.
And so when you talked about these modules, you know, what you're learning from it, it does really then perhaps, and perhaps some of your teachers talk about the possible careers in aviation.
They do, and we are so lucky out here at the airport to have housing of quite some aircraft at this time. We've got some pretty big stuff, and of course Atlantic is so lucky to have a 5,000 foot runway to be able to house and have some of these jets and, of course, old restored aircraft, beautiful aircraft. And we're just so lucky to have the facility out there. And it's an opportunity for kids, like I say, that would not necessarily ever be able to get to afford just to ride in a plane. So.
Absolutely, and riding in one of these planes is much different than taking a trip on a commercial flight.
It truly is. It's fun. It's exhilarating, and once you've done it once, so many people get hooked. Your soul becomes it wants to be in the sky.
I think you're talking from experience there, Brenda, that I could tell you just love it. Okay, so let's remind the children and their parents, if they want to participate on the 29th, that's coming right up, 8:30 to noon, what they need to do.
Okay, so my personal cell phone number is 712-249-0726. My home phone number is 712-774-5499. Or if they choose to just send me an email at T as in Tom, OWRING at hotmail.com. That's towring@hotmail.com. I will send them the form immediately, whether it be tonight, in the middle of the night. I've got my phone on, and we do have some spots available, and it's an unbelievable opportunity for these kids completely free. I can't stress that. The opportunity may not come back to Atlantic for quite some time. So if you have any children of that age group, please bring them out and get them signed up early.
Okay. Get that done now, because it is filling up. So go ahead and get that done so those youth, boys and girls, can participate.
And we also do need to have a count, like I say, by noon, let's say noon Thursday, because we do need to know how many pilots we need to bring in and how much, of course, pizza and all that, all the pop and all that good jazz that we'll need. So
okay, so get your registrations in. We want to thank you very much, Brenda Nelson, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Success is a marathon, not a sprint.